Welcome to Mysteries, Inc. I'm your host, Spring.
I'm Joe.
And we are here to give you another fantastic episode about histories, mysteries, conspiracies, and creatures.
Yes, we are. So, if you're new to things here, we start with rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. And
I have been a queen at this. It's been good.
It's barely. It's like a blip compared to my reign, but we'll see. All right,
ready?
Rock, paper, scissors. There's a lot of delay on this one, so we're doing this over Zoom again, everyone. So, all right.
Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot.
So, that was too much of a delay. Mine was out like a good 5 seconds before yours. No wonder you won that one. All right, let's start again. All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I couldn't see it at first.
I think from now on, when we do these Zoom ones, we're just gonna have to do where like one of us has a number in our hand and like behind our back, and then like if you can guess that number without going over.
All right. Well, you go. It looks. I think you won, Spring. We'll give it to you this time. So
I had scissors. Scissors have been pretty lucky. So now that I've told you that, I'm gonna switch it to rock. Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you got for us today, Spring?
Today I have a story called "A Horse Apiece." Yeah. I love coming up with these titles. They never get used in the title for the podcast, which is totally cool. But at the same time, it's like, I have fun with this.
Well, because when I title the podcast, I put an element from each story.
I know. I'm just too vain for that. I can't put yours in my title. No. All right, moving on. So I'm going to give you a story about two celebrations that involve horses. Pico's Feast is the first one. And Pico is hosted in early spring in the area between Finland and Estonia called Setuma. And it's like a lot of people that follow our called sets. A wax or wooden idol of Pico is presented by a host family after being buried in their granary for the past year. And it's buried in there because it's supposed to help increase the growth and yield of their fields of grain and barley. And along with the wax god, the family would also host a party that was full of food and specially brewed beers.
Fun.
Prayers were given asking Pico to look after their herds and horses to keep their crops safe from snow and hail and all the other, like, let's have a bountiful year. Yay. And when it was time for the main event, it was kind of fun because men would engage in fence jumping or wrestling matches. And whoever won would be the one to host the statue for the next year.
Okay.
And the one that won was the first person to bleed. So, like, that feels a little opposite. You would feel like if you were bleeding, that meant, like, you got hurt. You need to go. No, they were all asking for it. They're like, cut me! Get me!
Right. Just run into the fence.
Basically. But I did find a different account about the god of Pico, because there wasn't a whole lot about him in many places. I found him in my World of Mythology and Legends book, but I didn't find him too much online outside of, like, I think there's like a company or a movie. I don't know. Like, that's what it kept on trying to take me to. So,
weird. Pico is like a measurement in like engineering type stuff. It's like nano. It's like.
Is it spelled the same? P-E-K-O?
Oh, no. No.
It's, no. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
P-I-C-O. Yeah. It's like, it's a really small measurement. You know how there's like kilowatt, it's like the other direction where it gets smaller. Yeah. It's like milli centi. I don't know. I forget now. And I should know these things. Nano, pico. Yeah. I don't know.
Degayo, whatever. Anyways, I found another account that had three holidays associated with the god Pico and referred to him as a god of barley and brewing, which beer is a very common theme in like ancient worlds, so that's kind of cool. He would be made of wood instead of wax, and he would have two holes in his head where his eyes were for candles to glow, like to
Neat.
be set up. Yeah, that's kind of creepy, right? And I don't know if like they laid him down and had the candles in his eyes, or if he was like standing up with two projecting like candles straight out of his eyeballs. I
I
don't
was
know.
picturing, I guess I was picturing like bigger sunken holes, not just a candle holder. Like,
Imagining pillars just sticking straight out.
I mean, that's
But
fun. I guess that could work anyways.
that's just my, I don't know. They didn't
That would
go.
keep the fire further away from it, which would probably be the smarter way to do it.
And so in this version, the first holiday, the men had to wake up right before the break of dawn and they fought till the first drop of blood fell. Same premise that whoever bled first won and got to take home the pico and be the host of the next year's feast. Then they would light black candles and chant, "Pico, Pico, come drink the beer." And then the older male priest would make sacrifices. And they never said what they sacrificed. I tried to look it up. It just kept leading me to, like, I don't know, biblical stuff
That means it's humans.
and
They don't want to talk about it.
probably.
It
But the
was
next holiday,
the
huh?
last guy to bleed.
Last gotta bleed. That's terrible. Like,
Everyone
they just
has to
kept going.
get
One guy won, but then the rest of them had to go until the end. That
Right,
would be so.
your reward for being good at fighting is getting taken down.
Once again, they're all asking for it. They're like, no, get me first.
Right. That makes more
So
sense now.
the next holiday would be held after the harvest with a feast and burying of the idol in the greenery. And then the third, they didn't really talk too much about what happened with that one. And the third one was held on around August 4th, where there was a music competition that involved singing the local anthem. And from that competition, the next representative of Pico would be picked. And then they would finish up with a military parade. And I'm assuming the military parade stuff is pretty new because the last cult of Pico was alive until the 20th century.
Oh, neat.
So I mean they survived.
That's fun.
So that was the happy one. The other one is it's not so bad, but it just feels like it's in the opposite direction. It's Sauban. And Sauban is a god of horses originating from Siberia. And he's worshipped by the Buryat people, Buryat. It looks like Beirut, but it's not. Like, I looked up the pronunciation, so it's like Buryat people. And
Okay,
sometimes,
where are they from?
over in Siberia, so
Okay.
Russia, way yonder. And sometimes Sauban is identified as the planet Venus. So I'm assuming that when they looked up in the sky and they saw the star or the planet up there in the sky, they just assumed that was Sauban, with his lasso going along, because he does have a lasso, just going along in the sky.
Okay, so he's the horse god, but it's a person. Like a
Yeah.
oh, okay, gotcha.
And he has a la like I said, he's like a cowboy.
I was picturing a horse god, like a god that was a horse. So I was like,
A
oh wow, you
centaur.
got a lasso. This is getting real deep. In Russia,
Imagining
the
those.
horse lasso you.
I'm imagining a very Russian marble man just riding around talking about how smooth the stars are. But apparently Sauban also married three women, and one of his wives was from the Beirut Buryat people, and she was the only one that gave him a son, and he didn't end up with any other kids, so he just had one kid. And they didn't really go into what he did because I guess he wasn't important or something. But
Just had
there
a
is a
cool
myth.
dad.
He just had a cool dad, and there's the good wife. The good wife provided the son. The other ones were just barren. So apparently there is a story that goes along with him where he went away to ride into the western sky, and he left his groom, Dodge Doy, And I'm thinking it's Dodge Doy because it's
The doy.
DOGE, like Dodge Coin. It kept
Okay.
on, that's all I could get every time I look. So Dodge Doy was left to take care of the
You
horses.
just didn't want to say Doge.
It's what it was. Doge Doy, it could be.
Dojoy.
Dodge Doy, he loved his dog, Buto, and he loved his dog so much that he couldn't resist taking him for a 3-day walk.
Yeah.
It must have been a really good
Right.
puppy. But when he got back, he found that the horses were scattered across the property and some were dead, eaten by wolves and stuff. So he knew that Salban was going to be pretty ticked off. And when he came back, he severely punished him. But they didn't really go into detail. Like, I'm kind of disappointed with the
He
subject. I mean, the
lassoed him.
subjects are interesting, but they're kind of like very vague about stuff. So, like,
Sometimes that happens.
they said they didn't go into what kind of punishment. And that's kind of where the story ended. But I'm assuming because of the people of Siberia, they're nomadic. I'm assuming letting the horses get eaten by wolves would be met with pretty bad punishment. Like, that's not good. Anyways, what is it? In honor of Salban, though, some horses are removed from secular service in the community. So I'm assuming they don't have to pull certain carts. And during the early springtime, they're also dedicated to Salban. And then the manes and tails are cut also for preparation for a sacrifice. They didn't go into if they sacrificed the horses or if there was other things they sacrificed and they just prettied up the horses by giving them a haircut. Like, oh, it's the time of Salban. Time to give you a haircut, you know?
My guess would be that they sacrificed the
Well, then it makes even sadder because
horse.
the food, which included meats, porridges, and creams, it was just burned into like to give it to
Yeah.
God. And the wine was tossed in the air to give it to God.
That
So they
sounds kind
wasted
of
so many supplies.
fun. And horses, which.
And horses, which I never understood. If it's a horse god, why are you wanting to eat your horses? That's like the M&Ms wanting to eat themselves, or
Oh, that's a
the
whole nother thing.
stupid Cinnamon Toast Crunch guys that are constantly cannibalizing each other for the enjoyment of children.
Yeah,
I
the
don't
all kinds of
understand that.
cereal mascots you got.
Like, if
There's
I.
been Pop Tarts eating each other. There's frosted fl or
Well,
the whatever the frosted, I don't know, whatever the little brick things are.
and throwback to our first episode, titty loaves. I mean, for criminy's sakes, like, we eat boobs of a woman who was killed for holding onto her virginity.
I
Should
mean,
check out
there's
that
those,
episode if you haven't caught that one, you
our
guys.
very first, yeah, actually coming up on a year, we'll have to do some sort of passing, marking of the passing of a year.
That would be fun. I don't know what we're gonna go on roller coasters. We're gonna go see Disneyland and eat Olive Garden. No, I'm
Yeah, something like that. I just meant
then go into a carnival, man.
mention it on our podcast.
Child
I
just
mean,
dreams
if
sleep slower
anything,
than
if
I
we were
do.
going to take a field trip, I would say it would have to be somewhere where there's a cryptid thing we talked about, like the Hodag Museum or Flatwoods Monster. That's a long drive. I mean, at least, Hodag is our state. Then
That
there's
would be kind of fun.
the weird haunted place where there was the nuns. Remember
Yeah,
my
I was just gonna
nuns?
say Milwaukee, that place, that
That was
rectum.
Kenosha. The
The
what?
Kenosha. The rectum. I
It's...
mean, the rectory. We're going to a rectum, children.
Yes, to find the nun.
And go find a headless nun. That was a good episode because remember her head kind of kept rolling and rolling and rolling
I know.
and
Yeah, honestly, like, it's a good story because it has that great imagery of just rolling, rolling. All
right. All right, Mr. Joe,
right,
what
was
you
that all
got for
yours?
me
Well, that
today?
was fun. So the first one was a little more fun, lighthearted, horsing around.
Fun.
Actually, there's a horse mentioned in mine, but all right.
Okay.
So we will get to my story, which I gotta bring up. I got like a billion windows up.
Oh, I gotta say one last thing. For the Pico, I did look up pictures of them, and they kind of look like really early versions of little people. You know, those little peg people that live in the villages, like they're toys. It's a play, it's a Fisher-Price toy, and it's the little wee people or little people, and they have no arms. They look like little pegs with heads.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes,
Weird.
yes. That's what those little Pekos look like. They look, I mean, they might be giant, but they look like either snowmen made out of wood that were just on top, like little balls on top of each other, or like those little peg people with heads.
Yeah.
I'll have to send you some pictures, and then we can put them up on the Facey Spacey book. So,
Yes.
anyways.
All right. So today I'm going to talk about El Sombrerón. El Sombrerón, Breron. It's basically a weird guy that wears a sombrero, believe it or not. And it's not Hatman though. So,
Oh,
well,
there's a hat man.
you don't know what Hatman is? Ooh, I'll have to.
Oh, we'll have to get into that next time. Okay.
Yeah, creepy. And Aaron Rodgers claims to have seen him.
Hat man.
It's a whole thing. But anyways, so primarily the story is best known in Guatemala, but I did find variations from other countries. So the being El Sombrerón sometimes goes by Sipizito. And as the Sombrerón name suggests, he wears a very large sombrero. He's dressed entirely in black, and generally like bling, like he's just kind of a fancy guy.
Yeah.
Some pictures I saw have him looking a little bit mariachi-like, like a really dark mariachi guy.
Machismo, you know, like the macho machismo kind of a thing, or
Well, no,
what?
mariachi, you know what I mean? Like
Mariachi, yeah, okay.
the band,
Well, that's
yeah.
really based in machismo. Anyways, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, he does. Well, he is.
They're
There
macho.
is a
They're like
very
very manly.
womanizing aspect to him. But so anyways, his victims are almost always. Well, it depends on where regionally where you are, but. As the Guatemalan one goes, his victims are always young women. And
Oh.
yeah, so he generally just he goes after them. Aside from that, he has this weird, strange obsession with braiding, and he'll braid the manes and tails of his horses or any horse he comes across. And if there's no horses, he'll braid dog's hair. I don't know. Although I found no mention of
Aha, there's a
him.
hairless dog in Mexico.
Right.
Checkmate.
And so he's generally content to braid, but I guess sometimes he gets restless and needs to go out and find himself a young woman with large eyes and long hair. So he's got a type, and he likes them young, apparently. Not it didn't say like girls, but I don't know. Anyways.
Like you're imagining like puberty and on.
Yeah, kind of like young, and this plays into something later. I'd say
Okay.
young woman, like generally coming into her years, like childbearing, because it
Okay.
is an older myth.
Yeah.
And so he'll arrive in town with a pack of mules. Didn't say anything about braiding their hair, so I don't know.
Of
But
course they're braided. I mean, come on.
he rolls into town with a bunch of mules. Finds a lady of his liking, and then he'll just kind of park up in front of her house and tie up all his mules, and then pull out a silver guitar, which he then serenades her with. Which I don't think
No way,
a
no
silver
way.
guitar would sound like shit.
A steel guitar. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
Some
know. I don't
silver
know. It
just.
would have a nice,
Yeah,
pretty
I don't know.
sound to it.
Anyways,
I don't
maybe. Who knows? Make me a silver guitar. I'll play
know.
it for you.
Can't.
So he like in certain in some stories he serenades them to get them to his home where he then like feeds them these weird he feeds them dinner, but it's like full of soil, and something about the soil makes them like unable to sleep, and like that it
Yeah,
just
it's called indigestion.
it just left it at that, and it was like, is that like their demise? Is they just like never can sleep.
Yeah. Can never sleep. You
So
earned,
there's
you ate a dirt pie.
the most common legend is one that speaks of a young woman named Susanna. And so as his tastes go, she had long hair and big beautiful eyes, and she one night she was
They're
out
bald.
admiring the moon and the stars from her balcony when she was approached by El Sombrerón and presumably his pack of mules. which I feel like you could hear coming before you would get to. So he shows up and he starts.
I'm just imagining those dancing mules from that Encanto movie where they were just dancing when the Seven Sisters. Anyways, come on, moving on. We're moving on. Go on, pack the
and
mule.
So
not very quiet.
He shows up, begins to serenade her, and she just immediately falls madly in love. And her parents show up and they're like, what's going on with this weird dude, like trying to, you know, get with their daughter? And so they like shoo him away and made her come inside because she was just like losing herself. And so this whole time she's just like so madly in love that she can't eat, she won't sleep, and every time her parents try to make her eat, there's soil in her food, and like he's already got his hooks in her. And so one evening they come into her room and they find him in there braiding her hair. And so they freak out, chase him out of there. He jumps out the window and takes off on his donkeys, presumably. And so freaked out, they cut the braid off and they take it to a priest, the local priest, and he blesses it. And then her appetite returns and she can sleep, and the crazy man never comes back. So, like I said, I think he kills.
Just want to braid your hair.
Yeah, I think he kills them with like weird lack of sleep or drives them nuts. And then I started to find more where it's kind of that he just take like he more or less just like traps their soul. So I don't know if they get to live the rest of their life or they're just like forever in love with him and he disappears or some weirdness.
No.
Can't sleep. Yeah, maybe the dirt. They eat too much dirt and die.
It sounds like some heartbroken young girl just like, I can't sleep. He was a great guy. He'd braid my hair.
She's just got
sleeping.
Dirt in her mouth. So
I dirt for him.
If a victim is unable to escape, so they do die. I mean, well, in some stories, there was a lot of variations, but I kind of streamlined them. In some cases, if a victim is unable to escape, it's said that he attends their funeral and cries crystal tears for his lost love.
Oh, damn straight. Just be underneath and catch those fuckers.
But even then, even when they die, their soul is just stuck. He's got them. So, like I said, regional variations exist. In some, he only ties his soul to them if he finishes the braid.
He's got to finish in order for them to be tied together.
Well, speaking of, coincidentally, the next part is he only braids a woman's hair, in some variations, he only braids a woman's hair if he gets her pregnant. In Colombia, it takes on a different whole bend. In Colombia, he doesn't go after women. He targets drunk men who are known to abuse women or cheat. And
does he braid their hair?
No. So in this version, he's bad, but he's got a skull face instead, and he like roams around the street on a horse with like holding two chains with a big beastly dog on each end. And so he rolls up on these wicked men and just sicks these dogs at him.
So he's having sex with random girls, sneaking into their houses and braiding their hair, and then attacking the homeless drunks on the street.
In Guatemala, he does that the first,
he's a
and
hero.
Then in Colombia, he attacks violent men, you know, shitty men.
So he travels so that way there's no extradition, and
again,
cops don't catch on. There's a pedophile in one place.
If the story is consistent, these beastly dogs have like all the braids.
Just imagining those, what are those pool dogs or whatever, the ones with the long cords. They have the really long dreadlocks on
them.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just imagining those dogs.
Pretty much.
Going along.
Though, in Mexico, he does actually just do both. So.
Yeah. Like, that's the both world here.
And it's said that if you see, in the Mexican version, if you see him, you're like petrified. You're like frozen with fear and you can't speak. So you better not be either a young woman with long hair or a cheating man.
When you started, there is this, I don't know where it would be in today's society, because everything's so wishy-washy. But there's a Christmas song called "The Hat I Got for Christmas Is Too Big," and it's sung by Mel Blanc, who did Bugs
Doesn't
Bunny's voice.
okay.
But he was also quite like racist, but not in like not he was
He's
racist in a stereotypical way.
old-timey racist.
Yes, not
Old
like not in the
old-timey mild
whole
racism.
not in the kill the big like kill them all, cleanse the world kind of racist, but more in the whole like ha, you have weird eyes, ha. You know what I mean? Like kind of we're like
Well, I
we're
think
gonna make fun of
I've
that.
talked about it one episode. I don't remember where it came up, but the wooden shoes thing. Just
Yes, okay,
because I have
so
a Dutch last name, well, Belgian, but oh, those
so
wooden shoes, they're
in the
cheap.
song, he's just this Hispanic guy who's like, Santa, the hat I got for Christmas is too big. And he's like, is it raining? Is it snowing? I don't know where I am going. The hat that I got for Christmas is too big. So you
Weird.
might want to listen to it. It's still around, but it's just, I think it's gonna die soon. Meaning like you're not gonna find it anymore because it's just not gonna be considered PC anymore.
Don't know,
I mean, it already isn't,
you
but
can find things
you
on YouTube
can
that
find
are definitely not PC. So
things. True. All right.
well, where was I? So yeah, Mexico, he does double duty. He's getting both men and women. So there is some thought that this had become like a weird new take on. I found two different, or two like it was two different Mayan stories were discussed. There was one where a woman is impregnated by the grandson of the god of fertility.
Oh.
But I didn't find much more about that story, so I was like, I don't really see the. Like the comparison, but sure. Or that there's another one about an unruly child who is punished by having to wear a very large hat, which I was trying to hold off. I'm like, wait, I got something for this. And then, right? Hold on. And so
That
in this story, the hat, like, I don't know what he's getting punished for, but like, they punished him by putting this giant hat on him. And it, like, started to cover his whole body, and by morning it had like imbued him with these powers and a malevolent spirit. So again, I'm not entirely, I mean, other than just becoming a weird sombrero villain.
sounds like something Shel Silverstein would have written, I swear. Like, it would have
In
been
general, the
something
thought
in
is
there.
that like the story is meant to be like, obey your parents. If a strange man is coming around lurking, they probably know best. And be modest. Don't go showing your pretty hair to everybody.
Watch out. You think a hat's a good thing, but you just wait. Damn, damn.
So, yep, that is El Sombrero.
Pedophile, almost drunk killer.
I know. I like I the this El Sombrero that I like is the Colombian one where he's just. Going around at night through the streets with his hellhounds,
I'm gonna
braids,
clean this
yeah,
place up.
braided
By the way, got a
hellhounds.
daughter.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all I've got for tonight.
Well, that was a pretty good episode there, Joe. What do you think?
I liked it. I thought it was fun. Horses in both.
Exactly. I just want to shout out that please make sure that you are subscribing to. I know this is such a cliche thing, but we gotta kind of mention
Like
it.
and
We have
subscribe.
a lot. Well, we have a lot of listens compared to subscribers. So if you could just help us out by subscribing, I mean, at some point we hope to do videos where you guys can actually see us talking. I don't know why you'd want to, but you'd want to like eventually see us talking. And the more subscribers we get, the more it's worth our while to like invest in more of the technology to turn this fun little hobby and giggle fest, I guess you can call it, or chuckle fest, since we are
Yeah, more of a
this
chuckler.
chuckle fest into something more and fun. So
Yes,
thank you guys for all
so
your support. We appreciate
yeah, and
you.
feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or even suggestions. I had last week there was a little suggestion from a listener and such, so I always like hearing from anyone. When we missed, I got a great message from someone who was just curious if we are putting something else out soon, and so it's great to hear from anyone anytime. So
Exactly.
well, thanks for listening, everyone. See you again
yep,
next
I'll see you
week.
later. Bye.
All right.
Yay.
Good stuff. Yeah, we've got our timer was running out too, so I'm glad.
I
we
saw
got
that.
Okay, it shows you too. Good. Yeah, I guess it would show you. That makes sense. All right. Well, fun stuff.
All right. See you maybe this